Hospitals are considered outstaffed when more than 85% of intensive care unit beds are in use. That's according to the Utah Department of Health's website. Eddie Stenium is an infectious disease expert at Intermountain Healthcare. During a press conference, he said Thanksgiving could be a possible super spreader holiday.
We absolutely worry that Thanksgiving will lead to increased community transmission, which will further our hospitalizations, and that increased community transmission will continue through the Christmas holiday.
Even as the number of new positive COVID-19 cases have started to plateau and there's a decrease in the percent of positive test results, Stenium says healthcare workers are worried about the high number of cases from the last couple of weeks.
Even if we see our case counts go down, we know that because what happens with hospitalizations is that they lag 10 to 14 days after cases are identified. So even if we see cases come down this week, we anticipate our hospitalizations to continue to rise for at least another 10 to 14 days.
And he says it doesn't help that previous trends show cases spiking after holidays.
When you look back at Memorial Day, Mother's Day, Labor Day, we've all seen spikes that occurred 7 to 10 days after those holidays. Same thing with Halloween. What makes Thanksgiving so much worse than the previous holidays is all of those holidays have been focused on being outside.
He says because Thanksgiving events will be inside this year, it'll create a higher propensity to spread the virus. As hospitalizations continue to increase in the state, Stenium says any more burden on the hospital system will pose a threat to other care for non-COVID-19 patients.
What this means is that we are unable to accept patients that need ICU care for non-COVID-related reasons. For example, a stroke, a major trauma, a heart attack. It becomes harder and harder for us to be able to find both a bed and a caregiver to manage these patients that need care emergently for their non-COVID-related issues.
He says healthcare workers will work on Thanksgiving Day, and they're preparing surge plans that'll bring in new nurses and redeploy caregivers who don't generally work in the hospital setting. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.